Midwest Guys presents Gotham Watch.
Yay, Gotham!
Tell Sal it's over. The guns are bought. The killing room is waiting. He doesn't know it, but he's a dead man. On second thought, I'll tell him myself.
Hello and welcome back to Ford Midwest Guys Presents Gotham Watch. Today we are here with the fall finale. We're going to review the Worse Than a Crime, the fall finale. With me as always is Mr. Brian Ankenbauer.
Hello, hello. Thank God it's over.
Yeah, we'll also, as you can tell, we'll also be reviewing the first half of Season 2, so we'll be getting into that later, a little later. There's a little preview of probably what we'll be talking about. So as we get started, let's just get right into the episode. This one kind of starts off with we see Jim and with his fiance, and she kind of breaks the news that she's pregnant.
Yeah, I mean it's not surprising. Originally they weren't going to even write it in. We as outside people outside of the show found out about, since those two are already in a romance together, that they are expecting a kid. And they originally said they weren't going to write it into the storyline, but apparently they decided to.
So, yes, so Lee and Gordon in real life are having a child, and it's now part of the storyline. So, you know, up to this point, it looked like Jim was going to, you know, go after Gallivant with Penguin, and she kind of pulls him back from the reins. But just as she does that, in comes Alfred, who, actually, let's go into the Alfred thing. Alfred gets stabbed in the back, ends up in a garbage...
in a dump site,
and somehow he gets tracked down, and they're following him, and he ends up getting tasered and trying to steal a car.
Yeah,
and
he had a bad day.
He had a really rough day. This was kind of I like Alfred as a badass, but I don't know. Do you think they're kind of stretching it out here a little bit beyond its limits?
Yeah, like Alfred, I don't know if he has this much of a role away from his training of Bruce. Yeah. That was kind of what was working well with him, was when he was always around Bruce and trying to give him the pointers and everything else. Even when they brought in Alfred's friend from the military or whatever,
right?
It was still around Bruce, and you know they were both kind of showing him the ropes or whatever.
Right.
Alfred by himself, I don't find as intriguing as Alfred, as whatchamacallit's, you know, butler.
Yeah, he's kind of taken on almost like Super Alfred in a way. They're kind of making him into like a paramilitary Alfred version.
Yeah, he's definitely not a butler.
No, not in this one at all. He's a bodyguard / former ex Navy SEAL, kind of like.
Yeah.
Almost Alfred. So, Alfred has a pretty bad day, but anyway, he gets together, and they get together with Lucius Fox, and they pull Jim back into the fold, so to speak, and to go after to Gallivant and to save Bruce, who is apparently now part of, we get the conclusion of the Duma religion. They never really say who they are, other than they're the brothers and...
Yeah, they just say that they're the next...
Father.
They're the, are you talking about the Dumont's family, or the people that are around them?
The religion based around them.
Yeah, that was the religion that was, followed with the family, that they kind of started, and they talked about it a bunch of episodes ago, when they showed that they actually got kicked out. They actually showed him getting kicked out, being carried by that group of religious people.
Yeah. So it's, I guess, you know, so that they have this cult religion or whatever. And
that's a good example. I would call it a cult.
Yeah, I would call it a cult. And they're going to sacrifice Bruce in order to cleanse Gotham of its... They've already killed, what, 9 people or something?
Eight people. He makes the 9th, which is the prophecy.
That's right.
Which would be the last son of Gotham, which would be technically Wayne's last kid.
Right.
And so Bruce Wayne is that kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a hard time talking about this because I really didn't care for this episode. My highlight of the whole episode was the fact that we actually got rid of this whole storyline of the Dumats and everything else, mm-hmm. and we're moving in a new direction.
Yeah. You know, it was a lot of, once again, it was a lot of build-up and a lot of letdown for the fall finale. I mean, Bruce gets out of it, obviously. The only thing I liked about this episode was we got to see, they rescue Bruce, but Bruce was kind of working on his own angles with Silver. He was kind of trying to play Silver yet again in order to get himself out of trouble. Because
yeah, I mean, you definitely saw his mind working in different ways than it usually does.
Yeah, yeah. So that was at least a little bit Batman-esque, and I give him credit for that. But beyond that, this episode, as far as a finale and the storyline, and I know we were really brought up to real astronomical highs with the possibility of the Joker, and then we were let down. But using this as the replacement of the Joker, and then killing the storyline off mid-season, kind of like what I was talking about in a previous episode, it was just like a catalyst for Bruce. But now, because it's only mid-season, I thought it was going to carry all season long. But since it's mid-season, I'm not sure where they're going to go with this.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense that you killed off the best part you had going for your entire show for a character that wasn't even going to make it to mid-season.
Yeah.
That storyline wasn't going to make it. Even if Galavant didn't make it past the end of this, you know, mid-season, at least some part of it needed to carry over, but nothing. Because even at the very end of it, we get the teaser trailer for what's going to happen in the second half of the season.
And it looks like it's going to be Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, and so it has nothing to do with Galavant.
Yeah, or Indian Hill, which he ends up getting, once again, the mysterious Indian Hill makes an appearance at the end.
Yeah, his body got shipped there from the morgue, and they said fresh meat from the morgue.
For Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. We see in those cryo... I'm going to call them cryotubes.
Yeah, I guess you...
That we see... You pointed out one looked like Fish Mooney.
Fish Mooney, yeah.
I'm not sure who the other person was, but there was a couple.
An arm.
Yeah, we saw a couple bodies that were in those cryotubes, mm-hmm. kind of floating in. Like, actually, you know, it kind of reminded me of the from Star Wars where Luke's getting fixed up after his hypothermia.
Yeah, he's in there, and yeah, just missing the drawer with the little thing that puts on the glass, and he wakes up. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right. It was kind of like that. But so we get the Mysterio. We get another image of Indian Hill. So, but I don't think we're going to see it in the second half. I don't
see how they fit it in unless
Freeze is part of it. Maybe.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We might see Indian Hill in like maybe the last two episodes of this season.
Yeah.
As a segue into next season.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do it that way, and you know, nothing says that they can't jump ahead. Going into next season, nothing says that this has to be a continuation. So, you know, we may not see this current Bruce Wayne
in next season.
Next season, we may see a different person playing
Bruce. Yeah, I don't know if that would take any way. I don't necessarily dislike the actor that plays Bruce now. It's just he's so young.
Yeah, he's just way too young for where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that in all the comics, Batman fights Mr. Freeze.
Right.
And we're being introduced to him. Or Batman faces the Joker, but is the Joker, you know,
It just seems like the show has kind of lost its way because they've gone, we also see at the, Gordon actually shoot and he hit the fatal blow against Galavant. I mean, so they've, the White Knight, in my opinion, has always been Gordon, at least going into the series, and now this was murder, essentially. I mean,
he was
pissed off.
It was kind of like a mercy kill as well, because Galavant was like, please kill me.
Yeah.
Because he was getting beat up by the Penguin. And I don't know, even like in the comics, you knew that there was some kind of past behind Gordon.
Yeah.
Like even in the movies, you can see that there's some kind of past there that
maybe he wasn't always on the up and up. Maybe
yes, like maybe he wasn't always on the up and up, but he is now, and he's wanting to take back the city or whatnot. So maybe he starts out all gung ho, and then realizes I have to be at these people's level in order to. I can't just be,
can't be
the White Knight. And you know, even in the movie, he says, you know, these people need a hero. Let's give them a hero.
Yeah.
So maybe that's kind of what he's doing now. He's like, these people need this stuff gone, so that's what we're going to do.
That could be. Maybe I've just always seen Gordon more in just the white, you know, only in white and not in shades of gray, so to speak. You know, so it's kind of a different take. But, yeah, I mean, he kills Galavant, so you've got that going on. You've got Mr. Freeze coming in, and like you said, it's always been Batman fighting Mr. Freeze. And this series seems to be about building Bruce up mentally, becoming Batman almost. So I'm not sure how Bruce can battle Mr. Freeze mentally. I'm not sure how that would work. And
yeah, that's another thing. I don't understand. And you can't have Gordon defeat Freeze.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
And Penguin's not going to defeat Freeze. I mean, I guess he could if you really wanted to.
If you want to pitch Penguin and Enigma against him, maybe. But even then, I don't see how that's going to work. I'm at a loss at this series right now because it just seems like we've gone off track. It seems from the minute they killed Jerome, the Joker, I don't know, it seems like they lost their way, and maybe they're backpedaling now because they got such a negative reaction of killing Jerome off.
Oh, that
and
could
now
be.
They're changing stories.
Or
mid-line.
Just could be, like, I mean, this season is called Rise of the Villains.
Yeah, so it's just introduction of villain after villain.
So maybe it's just villain after villain after villain, and we're never going to get a full, complete story because Batman eventually fights them all.
Right.
So maybe now we're just getting introductions to every villain that comes through.
So it's just backstory of villain after villain after villain.
Maybe.
And now they get a start.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, who knows that, you know, maybe Freeze is only around for one or two episodes.
I'm kind of hoping so because, you know, when they put Indian Hill in, I was like, oh, okay, finally we're getting, this is a way to keep the Joker alive or bring him back, and we might have the, and then when they put Penguin and they put Enigma together, I was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll have the big three together, you know, kind of hinting and kind of giving us that nostalgic feel of the big three bad guys from the series together. So, but, you know, with Freeze in there, I'm not sure what's going to happen. It's just kind of out there, man.
Yeah, it is.
So, I don't know. All right. Well, as you can see, we were kind of let down by the mid-season finale. Not the best. Let's just go ahead and we'll give our grades real quick of this last show in the
last show and then the whole first half.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about the first half. We'll get into the first half of the season. So.
Okay.
So, what do you think? What do you think of Worse Than a Crime?
It's definitely not the worst of all the movies. I mean, of all the episodes.
Yeah.
I would say probably a C+.
Okay.
Maybe a B-. And mine was, my thought process is basically that they did kill off the one storyline that I hated.
Yeah, and then that's what you're happy about.
That's what I'm happy about, because there's not really much else to be happy about. I mean, there was a spot that I even brought up to you. I'm like, that priest guy could jump that high, or, you know, so they're that many blocks away, like that many miles away from the tall building where they have to go, yet they're all going to walk down the street together as a gang and not and drive a car and get there much faster.
Yeah, you know, once again, dramatic effect.
I just, you know, and I understand dramatic effects, so you park a couple blocks away, or,
right,
but not, you know, miles away and then walk there. I mean, it just didn't make a whole bunch. There was a lot of holes in that storyline.
Yeah, it seemed like it came together very quickly, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, you know? It was almost like they said, "Oh crap, this is the midway point. We got to kill off so and so and so and so and get rid of this." Yeah. All right, let's just do it.
Yeah, that's kind of how it felt to me, and I kind of give it the same grade. Almost like I would just give it a solid C to C plus even. Very much thrown together. Again, why did we lose Joker for this? And again, they may just be backpedaling too. They may be saying, okay, yeah, we screwed up by killing the Joker off, so now we're going in a different direction. Maybe I don't know. Responding to the feedback.
Yeah, there's nothing that says that the Joker won't be brought back as an Indian Hill person.
Right, exactly. So I'm just kind of interested to see where that's going to go. I mean, and I'd like to know who this Doctor Strange is too, going forward as well. All right, so let's get into the second half or the first half of the season. What did you think so far? I mean, I know we were. Go ahead. I'll just let
We've
you
been on a roller coaster ride this entire time.
Yeah.
But we hit the high point in the very beginning.
Yeah, we did.
We never came back up to that level.
No.
We did have a few bright spots here and there throughout this Galavant storyline, but we never really got the high that we had when we were watching Jerome and watching the different angles and everything else, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. But, you know, I would say I'm not disappointed with the show.
No.
I'm disappointed in one turn they took, I guess, out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
I feel like, you know, the Joker thing was definitely a miscue, a misfire on their part. And I think, you know, they may have hurried this Dumas storyline along, and that might be why it feels kind of thrown together. As far as the first half, yeah, it, like you said, it was all high. We were all high at the beginning, and we dropped pretty quick, and we never recovered. It was ups and downs, some minor ups and downs on the roller coaster, but never, no loop-de-loops, no...
Yeah.
No thrills, really.
Mm-mm.
Other than, you know, we got to see a darker Gordon, maybe. And,
yeah.
You know.
We can definitely see that torn aspect between Gordon, between the, you know, the good and the bad. On one aspect, he has that family that, he wants to have the girlfriend. He wants to have the family. He wants to have the good life. But on the other hand, I think he enjoys being a badass, being on the other side where he can just take the law into his own hands and get rid of the evil that he knows is there.
Right.
But so
there's always that fine line, though, right? And just how far does he push it?
Mm-hmm.
How far does he go? And he's gone pretty far so far this season. So I really like Joker. I kind of like the Firefly, the miniseries. That was kind of a different twist. Because that was originally a male character.
And they made it female. And right. They also made her a lot younger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of neat. But, you know, that was another one of those. We got a few episodes. We saw the backstory. Mm-hmm. And then now she's in Indian Hill.
Yeah.
It's almost as if I'm going to write her a couple pages. And then we're going to put her up on the shelf so we can pull her out later in, like, seasons down the road.
Right.
So.
Just build them up and store them away. Yeah, well, it could be Rise of the Villains.
Like what we're doing. we just keep building up these villains, and then we keep putting their books away, like we're gonna read them later.
Right. Just keep it open and hope for the best. Except for the Jerome thing, we still don't know if he's part Indian Hill or not. Although I'd say he probably is.
Well, I mean,
it's a safe assumption.
Well, we did see that he got taken there.
Did we?
Yeah. I think we did see. Didn't we see that in the beginning of one of those episodes?
I don't know. We did see Jerome
get taken there.
We saw him in the morgue with a big smile on his face or whatever, but...
Wasn't that the body that disappeared?
I don't know. I don't remember him saying anything about a body disappearing.
I think there was a body disappearing.
You might be right, though. I could very well be.
Well, anyway, regardless, I think that he will become one of the things from Indian Hill.
Indian Hill mutant or whatever.
Well, I mean, I think that's how he's going to get his white skin.
Okay.
Yeah. From Indian Hill, because he's, you know, kind of dead.
Dead.
He'll been dead for so long that he'll have the
rigor mortis
set in for his, so he's always smiling.
Right.
You know, his hair will have turned green, you know, from the formaldehyde and stuff, that his hair might turn different color. I think that they might play that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And this Doctor Strange is going to be the one that pulls the Frankenstein, and
so we have like zombie Frankenstein.
You know what I mean? Like this guy brings him back to life or keeps him alive or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, apparently they're even going to use Galavant for something. And he said he has high hopes for him, so I'm not
sure. Yeah, I'm curious to see what kind of character he becomes, if it's something that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
Or if it's something like completely new that they're just building for the show.
I just wonder if this is somehow going to lead back to the Lazarus Pit or something. It's starting to get that kind of feel to it. I don't know. I could be wrong.
It does. It does very much have a feel for that.
Yeah, so be interesting to see where it goes, I guess. All right, well, let's talk about... We've kind of talked about it already, but let's what would we like to see going forward?
Well, I mean, we're going to see Freeze.
Yeah.
Who is... let's see.
He's very much more of the comic book Freeze than what we've seen in the cartoons, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. He's more of a real life... Yeah. Like, there's not... He doesn't have the... the glass bubble above his head keeping him at a certain temperature. It's more of a, he actually has a backpack that has the free stuff.
Yeah, it almost looks, it reminds me of if you, the comic book or even the Super Friends version of Mr. Freeze, which is kind of very similar.
Yeah. He's played by Nathan Darrow from House of Cards.
Okay.
So they did pick a fairly known actor if you've seen House of Cards. I mean, it's a pretty popular show on USA. I think it's USA.
Actually, I think it's a Netflix series, isn't it? I thought House of Cards was.
Regardless, if you have USA or Netflix, one of the two.
Yeah.
He plays Kevin Spacey's trusty bodyguard, Meacham.
Meacham.
Okay. Yeah, that was just something I was looking up while we were watching, while we were talking here. He does. When we see him right before the end of the episode, we do know he does have the goggles.
Yep.
Mr. Freeze goggles.
He's got the hoodie with the fur. Hood
So we do see some similarities to some of the stuff we've seen, just not the all encompassing thing, but we do see that he uses his freeze ray or whatever, and he freezes the whole, and you see that, like, you're looking through the guy's eyes and the whole screen just freezes.
Right, exactly.
So I mean, that was pretty cool. I'm hoping we see at least maybe 2 or 3 episodes of him.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what other characters we want to see, although I think I would like to see the end of the partnerships between Penguin and Gordon.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see a full transformation for Nigma
into the Riddler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to see, when it comes to Freeze, I think it's and this might be how they're able to defeat him. It's just a very early version of Freeze, and not a, he has yet to be fully doused in his own chemical, so to speak. Where,
okay, so maybe that happens in Indian Hill?
Indian Hill or somewhere else down the line, or an accident happens, he disappears, and when he comes back, he's in the full Freeze armor. So,
well, maybe that's, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's they beat him because he's just in regular suit.
Yeah, he's just,
he goes to Indian Hill,
yeah,
where they toy with him and create
Mr. Freeze. It's possible.
That could be.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that might be that with that there. And I don't know. I really want to see Indian Hill this season, but again, I don't think we're going to get it. My hopes, I guess the best I can hope for going forward is continued introduction of decent villains and maybe at least a continuation of seeing Bruce Wayne at least become more mentally tough.
Oh yeah, I also want to see Lucius Fox.
I want to see a lot more Lucius Fox.
I want to see how he does it, because I think that's going to play a bigger role than we think in Bruce Wayne's development. We saw when he came upstairs from the back cave, or whatever you want to call it, room. When he came up there and he had a circuit board in his hand. You guys, you won't believe what I found.
Yeah, like I fixed it. I fixed the computer.
Yeah, like what did you find there, buddy?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, that was really the only cliffhanger from the episode. Everything else kind of tied itself off in a nice little bows all the way around.
Well, maybe that's what will be next. Maybe we'll see Bruce versus Wayne Enterprises. The corrupt Wayne Enterprises will be the next. Because Indian Hill is a subdivision, I guess, of Wayne Enterprises.
That could be. And maybe it's just something, I mean, I don't think they would do this, but maybe it's something as simple as Bruce finds out that they're putting all this money into all this stuff, and he just, like, you know what? No, I'm cutting off funding for everything, and, like, their electric bill runs out, so all the stuff that was keeping everybody sedated
dies off.
Shuts off, and they all will start waking up.
Maybe. Could be. Or, you know, that's after he defeats the corrupt Wayne Enterprises, the board, who's very corrupt, apparently.
Could be.
Because they sent, can't remember the character's name, but Alfred's friend. Because that's who hires Alfred's friend.
Right, the board did to find out what he knew.
Right, exactly. And Lucius is like his one friend in Wayne Enterprises. So they have yet to explore that storyline anyway. So, and that would be an easy one for Gordon and an easy one for Bruce even to defeat, even at this younger
Correct.
Stage and just being Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't have the ability to fight all the supervillains yet.
No, he doesn't have the physical physique. He's just now. We're just now starting to see the mental development of Batman.
Yeah.
And so yeah. All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers it. We'll just get right down to it. Time for final thoughts. Okay, Mr. Eckenbauer, your final thought.
My final thoughts, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm just glad that the first half of the season's over. The new half starts on February 29th, where we get more of Mr. Freeze. I really hope that they kind of stick to. I don't mind the Bruce Wayne is Bruce Wayne. He's not Batman.
Right.
I don't mind that we don't see that, as long as we see hints along the way. Mm-hmm. And they got to be good hints too. They can't just be like this subtle, like, if you paid attention, you know, the code on the door actually spells out bat, or you know, something like that. It's got to be something significant, like, oh, so that's where he decided that, you know, he was going to wear the cowl, or you know, that's where he decided that he needed a utility belt, even if it's the beginning of a utility belt, and he just carries it around like a freaking man purse or whatever. But it has little gadgets and stuff in there that he uses.
Yeah.
Like even if it's like stuff to pick locks, if he wears some kind of utility belt, that'll be awesome. You know, see the beginnings of that. I don't want to watch tiny Bruce Wayne multiple seasons. If that's the case, you know, we might not even make it to next season.
No, that's true. I have yet to hear anything about season 3 as of yet. So, you know, my final thought, I guess, would be, not only do I want to continue to see the development of Bruce Wayne mentally, physically, like Brian was saying, see some more physical attributes, maybe some physical training going on, you know, whether that's with Alfred, and maybe have Lucius Fox guide him along the way, and with the mental part, maybe even where he's the technical guy, maybe you start seeing some gadgets from Fox, maybe early on or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe not necessarily to have him go out and fight crime, but maybe for self-defense or,
yeah,
you know, something along that way. Because then start that, explore that relationship. And this is going to seem kind of minor, but the other thing I kind of missed so far this season is Gordon's partner.
Bullock?
Bullock. He has hardly been used, you know.
So, yeah, he definitely has taken a back seat this season.
I really liked his attitude. He was kind of comic relief in some ways. I liked the character, and we haven't really seen much of him. So, you know, since he came back from being a bartender, they don't use him that much. I'd like to see that more.
Yeah, I would also like to see the commish leave.
Yeah,
he doesn't play a very good part in the show,
aka the captain. But yes, the commish.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't think he's doing a very good job either. And I want to see, and rather than just give his backstory of villain after villain and put him on the shelf after the shelf, give us some sort of a good storyline to finish out the rest of the season. Something that they can build upon. Something that shows that they can build Bruce with. Something that can help continue the character development of Gordon. You know, and his. Now he's apparently going to become a father. They've written that into the show, him and Ms. Lee, his girlfriend. I'd like to see, definitely would love to continue to see more Nygma. I almost want to, I'd like to see, actually see Nygma and Penguin continue to work together. I think it's kind of an interesting duel.
Yeah, I mean, they do work together in the comics and on old TV shows and stuff.
So. Yeah, so I'd like to continue to see that as well. So, so that's pretty much our thoughts so far on Gotham. Not just the fall finale, but our so far and what we hope to see in the next half of the season. So, got a few weeks yet before February 29th, almost a month and a half. But we'll be back when they're back on, and we'll be going through it episode by episode with you.
Yeah, unless some kind of news breaks. In the meantime, we'll come back for a special. But if not, we will see you after the February 29th episode.
Yeah, the spring premiere, I guess, is what we'll call it. Episode. But until then, if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at facebook.com/the4MidwestGuys. You can find us on Twitter at @the4MidwestGuys. You can also reach us via email, number4MidwestGuys@gmail.com. Aaron and Brian, where can people reach you if they just want to reach out to you?
Just reach me through the site.
Just through the site?
Okay. Yeah, just reach me through the site.
All right. Alright then, well, for Brian, thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I'll see you next time.
And for myself, B. Willie, saying, see you next time, same bat time, same bat channel.